Here is what you missed this morning on the Catholic Morning Show.
And as promised, we're talking about the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and who better to connect with us than a parishioner from Sacred Heart and a member of their staff and probably the coordinator of most things, Laura Lee Chase. Welcome to Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you.
Did I overstate your role and responsibilities as the coordinator of everything?
Oh, no, that's it for sure.
Yeah. Well, when I asked who should I talk to about, you know, what's going on at Sacred Heart and this feast day, and your name was the one that came to the top. So thank you for joining us today on this solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Let's talk a little bit about the feast day itself. What insights do you have?
So you mean the feast in general, or what we're planning for fun for?
Let's start with the feast, and then what it means to you to be a part of the Sacred Heart Parish, and then what's going on tonight. So
the feast started with the St. Margaret Mary Alacoque vision of Jesus, and really it's all about that Jesus's love that he has for all of us, his love and mercy, and the devotion really is just a series of practices that are like stepping stones that lead us closer to his heart. And there's several things that you can do to practice the devotion all throughout the whole year, you know, for the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
So, well, you don't just do it the day of?
No.
Okay.
All kinds of fun things.
Yeah.
So some fun things that people can do today for kids, you know, like hearts are kind of in the shape of strawberries. And so you can go get a package of hearts for your kids and then get those like cocktail swords and pierce that heart with the sword. And that's kind of a way to share the devotion, you know, eat them that way with that little cute sword with kids. Of course, always putting the image of Sacred Heart in your home or in your workplace.
Yes.
And then you notice on that image, there's the flames, and that's Jesus' love for us. And there's the crown of thorns that wraps around it, and there's the cross on top. So kind of praying into all of those images and praying in front of the image. At Sacred Heart School, we pray a Sacred Heart of Jesus prayer every single day. The kids and families know that one really, really well. And then the morning offering also is a beautiful prayer.
Yes.
Incorporating the Sacred Heart.
I pray that one every day. And
yeah.
I do, if you have not driven by Sacred Heart Parish, if that is not your normal route, you should go by, because there is a beautiful piece of artwork that is what you just described, Laura Lee. You know, the heart, the crown. It is beautiful art in and of itself, and it represents so much to us as Catholics. You know, having kids eat strawberries without the explanation loses its taste.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But, you know,
it is beautiful. It's a stained glass piece that one of our parishioners made a long time ago.
Yes, it is beautiful. It is beautiful. Yeah. So what does that mean to you? I mean, oftentimes you join a parish without a devotion to the Sacred Heart or to the patron saint, and then over time that it grows in your own heart to have a devotion and a special love for the patronage of your parish. What does being a member of Sacred Heart mean to you?
Absolutely. And actually, it was just a couple of years ago that we kind of realized that we are Sacred Heart, and that's one thing that makes us special. But a lot of us didn't know about the devotion. And so as a staff, we committed to learning a lot more about it. We read a book together and just kind of leaned into that love that Jesus has for us. And one of the devotion practices is to start going to Mass on the first Fridays of each month. So we added at Sacred Heart that, I mean, we've always had Mass on Fridays, but we have fellowship after that Mass with, we call it First Fridays with Fathers, and after Mass, the Fathers come, and we, as a parish, the people that would like to attend, and anybody really, have the donuts and coffee afterwards, and then the practice for the devotion is 9 in a row, and I'm going to be doing my 9th in a row here in July, and I'm so excited, because you think this doesn't sound hard, but it's actually really difficult to get to 9 first Fridays in a row. So, I'm going to be celebrating in July my 9th first Friday in a row.
Well, and again, it's not
intentionally.
It's, you know, people that go to Mass every day, you know, they don't necessarily think that this is the 9th first Friday. And so you have to have that top of mind awareness of you know, this is why I'm going today. And right. I went the previous eight. Right.
Yes, and it needs to be intentional because, like I said, they're the stepping stones to draw closer to Jesus' love for you. And mm-hmm. then so that's really the whole devotion, is to try and do these practices. There's several great ideas, and then you are drawing closer to Jesus' heart, and that's great for everybody. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're celebrating. You're celebrating the Feast of the Sacred Heart.
Of course. This is only our second annual. Like I said, we kind of just realized, hey, we got to celebrate this. Mm-hmm. This is great. So we have done much smaller things in the past, but this is our second year in a row of having a big, huge feast day celebration. And we're, of course, starting with Mass at 5:30 tonight. We're celebrating Father Chris's 28th year of ordination. We have a lot to celebrate today.
Very cool.
Yes. And then in the parking lot, we have a live band. We have food trucks. We have kids games. We're just going to really have a great time. So you don't have to be a parishioner to come.
Well, you mean you didn't make everybody 10 dozen cookies for the all the food? You remember the days when we all made the food, and it's like, now it's like, oh, let's just get food trucks.
Food trucks!
Food trucks, yay! So
yes.
So the event starts at 5:30. It's going to go how long tonight?
It's going to go till 9:30, mm-hmm. So you don't have to come at the beginning. It's not like a concert. You're going to bring your bag chair and walk into our parking lot and be part of our festivities at any point that you can make it. So we'd love to have you.
And how are the kids engaged in both the feast day and the celebration?
Oh, the kids are, well, so we have obviously our school, Sacred Heart, as well, and they have begun really celebrating the devotion in a more meaningful way as well. They're going to start attending that First Friday Mass as a class in this coming year, and they pray that prayer every mm-hmm. single day. And mm-hmm. if you hear them pray that prayer, it's so funny because at the end of it, they start the Pledge of Allegiance every time. They pray it so often, and then the next thing that happens is very cute. But so they're part of the party. They're coming. We have kids games. We have bags or cornhole, I guess we call it here.
Yeah,
and,
whatever.
Volleyball, soccer, chalk, face painting, balloon tying, you name it.
So it is very much the body of Christ that is coming to the event tonight.
It's the body of Christ.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have banners at the Mass this year. Special new, our parishioner artist, Pam Douglas, created them that represent each of the 12 promises of the devotion. And they're Ooh. Being carried forward by members of our ministries here at Sacred Heart for part of the Mass. So they're absolutely gorgeous. All kinds of special things we've added
wow.
this year.
Yeah, it's so, like, you know, you yeah. hear the 12 promises, but when you read them, they seem to be a lot longer than what would fit on a banner.
But, well, artistic impersonation, you know.
That's
they,
right.
They can do things. Yes.
Absolutely. Oh, that is yes. so awesome. And it really isn't about the party. It's about sharing that love of Jesus and having people grow in that love of Jesus, which means they'll grow in love of self and love of others. In
Absolutely.
A way that Christ wants us to. Lordly Chase, yes. thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Jean. I appreciate it.
Listen to the Catholic Morning Show weekday mornings at 7 on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network, iowacatholicradio.com, or the Iowa Catholic Radio app.